Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mind Kiss Radio. I'm your host, Sean Davis. I don't have any guests scheduled for you this evening. I thought I'd have a little talk about, well, I just purchased this book called How to Get Rich in Real Estate by Preston Ealy. What it is, basically, it's about how to get in the wholesaling side of real estate. And I just started reading it, but right away I kind of recognized it. Because you ever see those signs, say, we buy houses, we buy ugly houses? Well, that's what this is, basically. I just started reading it, and, I mean, it seemed kind of doable, actually. I think I might give it a shot. I just wanted to know if anyone else out there, you know, had heard of it or thought about doing it. We don't have any callers right now, but so I put that out there, you know, for the recording.
Oh, I'm
Good evening, 0612. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Wenda.
Hi, Wenda. How you doing?
Okay. What's going on?
Not much. Just you and I so far. So,
I didn't know if you were going on or not. I was
waiting to see if Sean came on. We're going to have a little discussion. I guess he had a topic in mind, but he hasn't came on yet. When I opened the show, before I put on the music, I was talking about, I just got this book called How to Get Rich in Real Estate, and it's about wholesaling in real estate. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. No,
yeah, because
really.
I just know. You ever see those signs around when you drive around, like, we buy houses, we buy old houses and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw those.
Well, the girl you interviewed last week, is that what she does?
What is that again?
The girl that you interviewed last week, the lady. Is that what she does, wholesale?
I'm not sure. I know she's in real estate. I think so. Not 100% though. That's what it kind of sounded like.
What was her name again? Because I wanted to...
I think it's Yolanda Truesdale.
Oh, that's right, Yolanda. Okay, I have her information laying around here somewhere. I have some paperwork down here. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what she does. It's what it kind of sounded like when she described the one transaction to it. Because after I just started reading the book, I'm like only maybe like 15, 20 pages in. And it sounds because I guess basically what you do is you don't actually buy the property yourself. You find someone who wants to sell a house, and then, you know, you say, well, hey, if I can get this sold for you, would you give me at least a percentage of it or whatever? And they agree to it, then you take it to someone else, you know, and say, hey, say like the person is selling, they want like $10,000, they just really want to get rid of the place. So then you go to, you take that offer and you go to some investor or whatever, and like, hey, I got like a place you can get for $14,000 or $12,000 or whatever. And then, you know, they agree to it, and then you can pocket the difference between the $10,000 and the $14,000, so you can earn $4,000. That's basically the gist of it.
Well, I hope that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you, I know a lot of times I tell you I'm going to send you something, but I am going to send you something that might be of interest to you, and I should do it now, so I don't,
sure.
It's called, it's in reference to Cass Key Card.
Cass Key Card?
I'll just send you, I don't want to say too much.
All right, no problem.
But I'll send it.
Yeah, great. You got my email address and everything?
I should have it.
I'll give it to you soon.
It was trying to be shared with the group, but something's not going right, so.
All right. Didn't you mention that on the one team call?
Somebody's going to bring it up tomorrow. They want to anyway, because they out here trying. Listen, I better not say too much. Second, I'm out in trouble. I'll look up your email address. I'm just going to email it to you.
All right. No, you got my number, I think, right? You can always text it to this girl.
I'm not good with texting. I do it, but I like email better. I'm sorry.
Fine, whatever is easier for you. I use email, too. I know a lot of people don't anymore, but, you know, I do.
I know. Well, anyway, you need to look for one because I'm pulling it up now.
All right, great. So you're still doing the Freedom House thing, right, with Paula?
You know what? I don't know how we lost connection again, but I just been so busy this week. Past 2 weeks, really. My son was in from out of states, but he just left today, so I should have a little bit more time back. They're missing us.
I think the last time you said you got one of those machines.
Oh, yeah. I love my water. I really think it's helping me.
Is it healthy?
I don't have all the aches like I used to.
Right.
If we were closer, I could, you know. Well, you know what?
You're out by Dr. Stiles, right, in Schwanksville?
Mine's not the same as his. His is a little bit different.
All right.
But he does have a – I think that's what he has. But he never really pushed his – well, if he did, he did it before I came into the picture. I could send you one of these. I could make you a copy of his flyer. That Paula gave me.
Now, are you still shooting to get the house? Or what was it, like a house you can get?
Well, that's what she wanted us to keep working on. Like I said, I had to get in touch with her again, find out what's going on. I know she's been busy down there, you know, working on it.
Yeah, she's in the south somewhere, right? Was she in Baltimore or somewhere?
Last I talked to her, she's around Washington, D.C., I'm also going to make this and a copy of the flyer and send that to you.
right.
For the Kagan.
I was curious to see how that was going. If you were still working on that or not.
Well, I got the machine. What she really wants to do is pass flyers out. I think she doesn't understand. We're missing some of the help information that we need. She's still working for like the old-fashioned way, but she doesn't. She thinks that's what works best for her.
Wow.
So I don't want to say the wrong things, but most people are more modernized and they want more information and proof that this is working. You know what I mean? What she gave us is not positive enough for people to want to jump on board. But she's playing down there. I know down there some people are, but yeah, it is. People are different all over.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to deny that. But my idea is if we're going to pass out flyers, we need to do it like in a selected area or a group and then try to get a meeting. But I still think it would be nice if we have more proof and can show people that it's working.
Other people have done.
You can't blame people for being skeptical, you know what I mean? We just throw this information out.
Proof that it works or whatever.
Right. And I don't think she fully agrees with us on that. But, came up here and she gave out this information, but we need something that looks more solid.
Right.
I can't blame people. They don't want to just jump on it. But I do have to...
Well, we know that the machine works
and
you got them.
Well, yeah, I have one of the cheaper ones, but it's helping me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock that.
But did you earn that through working with her, right? Or did you just buy it?
I'm buying it. It's a combination.
Mm.
Her appreciation, she worked out so I can, you know, get one. But if I want to upgrade, she really wants me to sell water. But my area, and like, I'm a little awkward at selling it because I'm not even paying for my water.
have like well water out where you live, right?
Well, yes, it's well water. And I feel a little awkward.
You're out in like
the
rural
area. It's included in our rent. And I feel a little awkward in trying to get people to buy it.
Oh, all right. Because you're out in like, you're like in a rural area, right? Schwanksville?
I'm not in Schwanksville. I'm in Richmond Town, but it is similar to Schwanksville.
Okay. Yeah. Because like rural areas, people usually have their own source, like a well or something.
Yeah. But it's still well water. You fight with minerals and all, so it's always one thing after another.
So she wanted you to be like a wholesaler of water or what, like a?
Well, she just wanted me to sell so I can earn back them. But instead of me, then that way I would be getting my machine for free if I sell water.
So would you
end up taking that money, paying for my costs, huh? Oh, well, see, that's another thing. I gotta get bottles. Right now, I do give it to my daughter and a friend. I give it to them.
All right.
But I understand.
Maybe I might buy, because I buy, like, the 35-packs of water from, like, Giant.
Wow.
Like, every...
Okay, you know what? I'm also going to put the email address in there for the Kagan water. Let you look at that, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if I gave it to you before or not, but... Okay, I'm trying to get the Cascade card. Here's my Cascade.
Right.
Card email. I really think this is worth checking out. And if so, I would check it out. They could be earning money for the association. I'll just say it that way. The thing is...
Well, I'm going to say I'll check it out.
Okay. Well, I'm typing it in now for you.
What?
You know who gave us this information was Sandra Wilkes. Are you familiar with her?
What's her name?
Sandra Wilkes. She came
Sandra
to
Wilkes.
Awards event last year.
I wasn't there last year. I was there the year before.
She's been coming for different years, and she says she plans on coming again this year.
Yeah. I went to the awards at the 2014.
I may not remember her, but she's been, you know, Dr. Sal's known her for a while.
Oh, well. All right. Yeah, maybe. Are you still the one trying to work that Divinity Living? Or did you quit that?
Well, if I come connect across anybody I think who might be interested, but I haven't got anybody on lately.
Yeah.
I know, I got to watch what I say. This is what I'm upset about. We don't have a system in place that's to keep anything working.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good things coming past. People get past us. People get interested, but there's no system set up to keep it working.
Right.
And that's what my desire is. We need to get something that people can follow.
Like a training session or something? Or I think that's part of the problem. Like, I know some of the stuff I don't understand in some of these programs.
Mm-hmm.
Like Divinity Living and what was the other one? Foursquare, was it something square?
I think, really, I could be wrong. But people should be committed to where they have to join one within a month's time.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 months' time. This is the only way you can get it working. And then maybe at least 3 different ones. If we can get people committed to joining one, the program can work. But, I mean, at least we get the wheels started. And if new members see it's working, of course they're going to tell their friends. But if they don't see anything, if they're not compensated for it, why should they tell my friends?
Want to devote your time to it, yeah. Maybe right.
Pardon me?
But yeah, why devote your time to it? So,
right.
You know,
I think that's, I can be wrong, but I think that's one of the problems. The idea sounds great, but when there's
mm-hmm.
no follow-up from any of us and they don't see anything working, well, I think the only way it's going to start working is people have to be committed to join one. They don't have a choice. They have to. How else are you going to get members if you can't get anybody to join?
Right.
Because I now understand why they say it's not always good to give people things for free.
Yeah, you got to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other show must put in a lot of extra time, huh, at work.
I'm sorry?
I said the other show must put in a lot of extra work hours at work. Extra overtime.
Yeah, he usually gets out around 7:30, I think.
Okay.
He said. So, I mean, it's a little past now, so I was going to give him a few more minutes. Let me send him a text if he's coming on.
Okay.
Here.
All right, I'm going to send him a text quick.
Okay.
All right, so anything else new?
I'm crazy, but I joined another program called NORWAX.
What's it called?
I'll put that in here because it'd be easier for you just to look at it. I'll stick that in there
all right.
too.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting ready to send this.
All right, I got my email up.
In there. Okay. And I joined this because I was able to get in for free. and this is the kind of stuff I'm really interested in, the NORWAX thing I'm sending you. I don't really know that I will attract many customers, but it's something I like.
Oh, is it? Okay. Will that have to do with sales or something?
Yeah. I needed something that I really was interested in getting connected to, really. And I use the products, and I think they're great, so.
All right, so it's selling stuff that you like, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like to use the word connect, sell, because really, when you demonstrate it, if you're interested in living healthy, it sells itself, really.
All right.
Actually, in the long run, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying in the long run, it really ends up saving people money. Look, I'm sending this now, because I don't want to keep putting it off. If you don't understand something, okay, one more thing.
All right.
U-T-U-B-E-S, okay. It's on its way.
All right.
Oh, I know. I have to put a picture here, and then it'll come.
All right.
Okay, now it says sent. So you should be getting it, I hope, shortly.
All right.
How's your area for the snow?
We got pretty much. It was, today is the first day I was really able to, Well, actually, no, technically, I got my car dug out yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
But then they closed, you know, I work for the county state, so they closed for today. So.
Yes.
So I didn't really have to go anywhere this morning.
I thought you had an extra vacation day.
Yeah, I did. So basically, I didn't really get out on there on the road till early this afternoon.
Yes. Well,
like the main roads are pretty good. It's just the back roads, you know, the side streets that are pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got it.
Okay, now I have an attachment that I'm going to send to the next email. Okay. I didn't want to just keep on putting it off, but I have one more picture of a flyer I want to send you.
Okay.
But that'll come in the next email. I'm doing it now.
Happy New Year. Here's my Cascade Card website. Get paid to pay your bills. That's pretty interesting.
That's the one I was so glad we get into, because then they'd be bringing in money for the food. But my idea is not going through, so. They're coming in, but they don't have anything in. They need something in their hand or something they can look at. That ain't working. I know when people give me something, I may not look at it right away, but it does, you know, benefit me when I get around to it.
Basically, you get one of these cards and you spend it and you can earn like money back on it. Is that what it is? Or
yeah, that's what's going to happen. You spend X amount of money and all the card costs. Well, it was the time when it was free, but you know, if you can join in, now it's $6.99, a one time fee, but then you, for $4.95 a month. If you get three people in, it's going to be worth more than $4.95. Because you can get, like, I think it's at almost $300-some. You know, you bring in as many people as you want, so you just keep on, you know, building up.
So basically you just put money, you deposit money with the card so you can use
it's
it
like
to spend.
It's like a prepaid card.
Kind of like the Rush card or whatever.
And
yeah.
I don't
like
mean,
a secured
what you mean
card.
By a Rush card. Huh?
Like a secured
like
credit
a,
card.
Yeah. Right. That's perfectly right. Okay. Yes.
All right.
And it's
but except for
this,
you can earn
period.
Like money back on it.
Right. Right.
All right. It's pretty interesting.
It's money you're spending anyway. I mean, you're paying your bills and you get three
exactly.
people to do it. So why not?
Yeah.
They do have, if you go online, I think it's, if not, I can look it up, the phone number where they have their calls too. Some of them on Tuesday afternoons and some on Thursday evenings.
That's a pretty good idea.
The hard part is convincing people that it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds interesting.
I'm willing to learn these different ways of explaining things so I can help people understand why they should check it out.
I mean, is there a certain amount you have to fund, or you put any amount on it? Or?
No, you can put whatever you want. Like I said, $3.50 a month. By the time you get done paying your bills a month, most, because you have gas, you know, all your bills. Like I said, you go to a website, it explains it all, or, you know, get on a call. But at the same time, like I'm... Oh,
it looks like he's on. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
Sean, how's it going?
Somebody
sorry,
called
see
me, and then I... Somebody called and told me, and then I, I'm doing two things at one time and messing up.
Hey, Wanda. Hi, Sean.
How
oh,
you
hi.
Doing,
Sean? How are you?
How
you can
doing?
Tell your buddy Sean, too. You can pass that on to him.
Oh, yeah.
That one day while... I can send
well,
one to him
was,
if you want
I was sitting there listening to y'all about the cards.
Okay, well, he can just forward to you, and I suggest you go to the website and see if it can be a benefit to you and your group. If you get paid to pay your bills. Okay?
Oh, that sounds nice. What is this one, through Acorn?
It's like works like a prepaid MasterCard.
Okay.
So you put money into a certain account, okay? And into your account. And you pay your bills out of it. And there's no extra charges because once you spend your money, you can't pay any more bills out unless you, fill it, put more money back into the account.
Right, okay.
So, but it's a way, and you refer, it's really more like a referral program. You tell other people and they come on board. And once you get three people, then you start earning money. I think it's $300-some, and then the more you keep on at for referring, the more you keep on joining, you keep on getting money from that.
Okay.
Okay, and I was told different groups and communities can do it too, so.
That sounds good.
So I want to check it out, okay?
All right, so when are you going to send it to them or you want me to forward it to them?
I'll send it. I'm sitting right here. I can send it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
hey, Sean, how you been?
I'm doing all right. Just tired, you know. Work.
Sound tired.
School.
Yeah, I was saying you probably just got out of
work.
Cool. 7:30.
Yeah. I sat down. I'm like, oh, I was just about to do my homework, and I got your text. So
if you want to do your homework, just, you know, like I said, we're not really really getting into much here. The only thing I started talking earlier with Wenda about, I got this book about real estate, how to get rich in real estate. It's about wholesaling in real estate. And Wenda had asked if your guest from the other week, she used to go to
Yolanda.
He said, is that what she does? And I said, I think so. It kind of sounded like it. But, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly
what she
does. Well, that's exactly she does.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds doable. Because I don't know if you ever, you've probably seen the sign, I was telling Wenda, those signs that say, we buy houses, we buy ugly houses or whatever, sell your house. And those, that's what that's for. Yeah.
Okay.
For hold the,
So they'll buy your house and sell it.
Yeah, they don't actually buy it. What they'll do, they'll call to you like, well, how much do you want for your house? And then they'll take it to like a real estate investor, and they'll they'll tack on whatever their percentage. So like I was telling someone to say like, you talk to someone and say, yeah, I want to get rid of my house. I only want $10,000 for it. It needs a lot of work. Blah blah blah. So then you take it to these investors and say, hey, I got a house for $12,000, whatever. So then your cut would be like $2,000, basically how they do it. So they mark it up and sell to somebody else. Yeah, that's how they get their money.
Well, it won't be market value. They overprice it.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically people will accept a price low below the value because they just want to get rid of it for whatever reason.
Right.
Or they're behind. They can't wait to sell it for what it's worth. So that's basically the kind of people you want to look for. People that really need to get rid of it. So that's how that works. I was thinking it's worth a shot.
Sean, have you made any sales yet? Or have you been able to sell anything yet, Sean?
Who, me?
Yes. Sean Davis.
Oh, no, actually, I haven't started doing it. I just started reading the book. I thought about trying it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I actually just got the book
like
2 days. I just got the book like 2 days ago, so I didn't even.
Okay.
I thought about trying it. I'm thinking about trying it. Just trying it out. But I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I get around to connect with Paula again, I'll keep you updated. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm sending you an email again. Huh? I want to put the attachment on it, on this one, Sean, okay? Sean Davis.
Sean Davis, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going
to
send it back
to
you.
Might be worthwhile so we can get Yolanda back on, so we can talk more about it.
Oh, certainly. Man, certainly. She always willing to come in and speak and talk about what she's doing. I certainly will invite her. Just then invite her again.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I've been trying to redo my schedule, and that works for me 12 hours on Mondays because it's hard. It's hard.
One day. Especially
not
all this
for 12 hours.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles when you're doing going to school and everything else, too.
What are you going to school for?
Nursing. Going to school for nursing, and I'm going to go to get my certification in entrepreneurship and marketing.
Wow. You really got your hands full.
Oh, yeah. Anything to promote my business and what we're doing, know how to market and market my business, because I have a bin full of t-shirts that promotes my business, and I really have not really gotten it off the ground. I mean, they already printed and designed, and I sold a few, but I need to really start generating some capital.
Is that for your
Yes,
your
this
storytelling
is from
right?
Yes.
That for your storytelling? Okay.
Yes, from your storytelling.
So what kind of, like, are they, like, long sleeve T-shirts or?
I have long sleeve. I have short sleeve. Yep.
Yeah. What size do you have?
Yes, most definitely.
Are you just going to the awards event? Are you going?
The award event is usually in April, right?
Yeah.
I think last time, didn't they have it in Philadelphia?
They're having it. Yeah, this year it's in Darby, but it's in the community at the community center.
Yeah, which Darby on Main Street.
I saw it. Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that's the old place, right?
That's the old place. I forget. I don't know. I have the address here somewhere. I don't know where I put it. I gotta find it. Just had it. The community center, I saw that before, and at the time it was nicer than the other place we used to go. And it was bigger. But I'm asking that because they plan on doing vendor tables there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, if you want to do an ad in their brochure, if you just do a postcard, I mean, if you do a business card, I think that was $15.
Sean, have you tried putting bag?
Yeah, they're gonna have the swag bag too.
Yeah.
I think it's for what, $35? I think a piece.
25 and 35. I think the other one's 50, something other. I hope it's due to swag bag. I have to start getting my stuff together. Did you receive your tickets from Debbie?
I don't think I got mine yet.
Okay.
She was mailing them out, right?
Right. I got mine Saturday, so you're probably getting yours. Okay, it's Darby Recreation Center. The vendor team.
Okay, Darby Recreation Center.
Team. Yeah. That's not far from where we were before, really.
Yeah, it's like around the corner, I think, like a block or two away.
Right, it was. Mm-hmm. This is like five minutes away, if that long. I mean, if it was 5 minutes away, really. So I was just wondering if you were putting anything in, doing anything. And the reason I'm thinking, because I was thinking about Sean with his sweatshirt. I mean, his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Might be able to, you know.
That would be great for your shirts, yeah. You should try to get a booth or a table and something shirts there.
Or put an ad in the book, put a small ad in the thing and have it in the shape of a shirt so to grab attention.
yes. That sounds like a very great idea.
I guess you're too busy to place flyers around different places, right?
I've been trying to put flyers around. We have so many different, I need to just get a everyday flyer, make one, an everyday flyer, just to promote.
Yes.
I need to do that.
Well, it takes time, and you sound like you are plenty busy.
Yes, I'm trying, but something's going to happen. I'm just continuing doing doing the trainings. As a matter of fact, I have one coming up January 31st. Of course, at the Pentecostal Faith Assembly Church, we are have been going to recreation centers. We have one in February. We also have a date in March to do training.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to post them on my website. That needs to be updated.
It all takes time, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. It will, one way or another.
Do you have connections with other organizations? That's maybe a dumb question, but.
No, it's not. It's a good question. We do have connections with other organizations, but we're trying to increase and expand. I meet a lot of people in LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
I meet a lot of people in LinkedIn who are from out of towners and, you know, people call state.
Have you been able to express? Have you been able to let them know that you have the T-shirts in any way yet?
I have an online store.
Mm-hmm.
Shopify. That I'm just working on, you know, I'm trying to transform it the way that it, you know, will promote along with the website. So I do some of my advertisements via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+. So I'm hitting the social medias. But
mm-hmm.
I need to, it's word by mouth that really gets the word out. A lot of people got a lot of things out there. So.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had any connection with groups that would, you know, help you promote it.
I'm trying. Trying to get to help me promote it. Mm-hmm. Everything has a tag to it.
I know.
We actually have a couple minutes left, so you want to wrap any closing thoughts or anything?
Any last thoughts?
Not
at the time, but we'll just keep on chatting, seeing how we can help each other put in our business, because that's what I need to learn how to do is market better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last thoughts. Well, tax time.
Oh yeah, it's coming around too quick. Tax time.
Tax time.
Something else is
it is tax my season.
Time.
So.
Yes. Season I don't like, but.
Mhm.
Yeah. Well, it was
all right, guys.
Good talking
well,
to both of you,
Nicole.
And I'll call in next week. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Both of you take care. All right.
All right, you too.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye. Take
care. Bye. Bye. Have a good night. You too. Thanks for tuning in to Mind Tips. We'll see you next week, January 31st, same time. Have a good night, everybody. Good night.